Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, let's get to our quarterback rankings. How do you want to do this? Do you want to go like in the order that we would want them on this team? The order that we would draft them?
Yeah.
Because here's what I mean by that.
Order I would draft them. But no, it's a good distinction.
Caleb Williams, to me, is the most talented player in this draft in terms of quarterbacks. He would not be the first guy I would draft. Like I have enough of my spidey senses up to be a little concerned. So what do I do there? I mean, I think this is like my draft board, right? Like
yes.
Okay. So let's do it that way then. So number one for you is
Caleb Williams. I understand that there are beige. I don't know. Maybe not quite red flags. There's things I have a good organization, or at least trust myself to be able to say, all right, cut the crap, dude. Get on board. You're talented. We're going to figure it out for you. He's too talented to pass up.
So Drake May's number one for me. Love May. First-round quarterbacks with 40 big-time throws in a season. Him, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jameis Winston. Only quarterback with over 9,000 yards the last couple of years. 42 first-down scrambles on third and fourth down. Daniels had 22 as an example. Number one rated thrower on first and second read throws in FBS last couple of years. And he plays time to throw sub 2.5 seconds, so kind of predetermined before the snap, knowing where the ball's going. Number one in that stat as well. I'm a Drake May guy. Big believer in his game. Number two for me is where I debate now between slotting in Williams or Daniels. I really, really like Jaden Daniels as well. I would be happy if he ends up in Washington. I prefer May. But if they take Jaden Daniels, I'll think they made a mistake by not taking May, but so be it. I can still absolutely be thrilled with his upside. So my question is, do I put Williams or Daniels second? I'm going to put Caleb Williams just based on the talent. And as you said, there's not true, like, I can't draft this guy stuff. It's just kind of I'm nervous stuff.
Yep.
So I'll put him second and Daniels third on my list. Daniels is a great athlete. I think that he can make the leap to the NFL. But I've got all kinds of different stats that I care a lot about that are predictors of NFL success where he does not do very well and grade out analytically the way I would want it all. So that's why, for me, the gap between him and May, as I've studied these guys more and more, has grown. But I'll put him third. And any of those three, for the record,
sure,
I would be excited about.
Those three have separated themselves, I think, for most everyone else as well. To me, it's razor-thin margins between some of these guys. I do think Williams is a little bit ahead, but my number two is Daniels. You touched on the reasons why. The highlights, I just can't stop. I can't stop being tantalized by a guy that runs past everybody, who can make every throw, who's got the starter kit, the skill set. For this new era of quarterbacking, he could be one of the ultimate prototypes for that. I'm nervous about his frame, how slender he is, taking too many shots. That's the part of it that makes me cringe. But I do think some of that can be coached, and he seems smart enough to be able to make some adjustments in that regard. May is, again, a razor hair behind at number three. I'm just a little bit concerned about, frankly, performances where he didn't throw the ball particularly well against some of the better defenses. I know he wasn't on as good of a team as some of these other guys. Not his fault necessarily, but, you know, again, a couple of those low light games throwing the football, the ones that I watched that kind of stood out to me. But again, if Daniels didn't exist or if they drafted him number two, still I'm celebrating. I think he's a stud.
Yeah, I don't want to sit here and pretend like you're out on Drake May. I am, and I'm not picking on you as much as I am fascinated by the number of people, and maybe you're not even in this category, but who are decidedly like Daniels over May with some of the precursor numbers that are there if you're digging on them, just screaming in your face. You know, you look at Jaden Daniels does not throw between the numbers in the middle of the field, basically at all. 10 to 22 yard throws, middle of the field, 9.3% for him of his throws, 163 out of 196 quarterbacks since 2019. Only one other quarterback that's been drafted in the first or second round has rated that low in that stat, and it was Justin Fields, who still has that fatal flaw, and it's killed him in the NFL with the Bears. You know, most of his throws are outside the numbers. You're looking at, for Jaden Daniels, and again, I like him. The film speaks for itself. He was the Heisman Trophy winner. But if you're trying to predict him moving forward, again, I'm just trying to figure out why people are so decidedly him over May. Lowest career deep attempt percentage of this year's class. If you look at the top two rounds worth of quarterbacks who have been drafted over the last 15 or so years, and you look at the lowest amount of the throws they've made in their career that are deep, the list in order in this stat from worst getting a little better. Daniel Jones, Dwayne Haskins, Bryce Young, Josh Rosen, Mac Jones, Jaden Daniels, Paxton Lynch, Kyle Trask, Will Levis, Christian Hackenberg, Marcus Mariota. That is not a great list that I want to be on in an analytic that I care about. Now, that did get better this year. He threw the ball deep way more often, way more consistently.
Yeah,
but
with two first-round wide receivers.
Yeah, two number one wide receivers. 72% of his passes, 20-plus yards downfield, went to receivers with 3-plus yard separation. You know, Daniels, what do I care about? Don't scramble out of a clean pocket. Most in the class, scrambling out of a clean pocket. Justin Fields, 9.1% of the time. Daniels, 7.2% of the time. You know, May, Richardson, Caleb Williams, 5% or less. He played a lot better competition, clearly, no doubt about it. 10 games top 25 versus 3 for Drake May. 22 against the top 50 versus 9 for Drake May. But, you know, 62% of his throws were to open or wide open receivers. Drake May, 57%. Caleb Williams, 57%. I just think he had it easier in a lot of ways, even though he was in the SEC this year with two elite receivers. And I happen to think, by the way, Malik Nabers is going to be a top 10 wide receiver in football. Like, I love Malik Nabers.
There's not much of a track record with LSU receivers being good at the next level, GP. I don't know about that. Oh, wait. Yeah, it's the people that definitively are going no to Drake May, I think that's crazy. I think that's crazy. Now, I don't think a single person that's listening to us has access to all the numbers that you have been rattling off about his consistency throwing passes inside on days where it's raining outside and 14 yards to 17 yards windows on second down.
But to be fair, I mean, shtick aside, like, those aren't when someone named Beth is sitting in section 413. These are critical stats. This is pressure to sack percentage. You know, the ability to not leave a clean pocket is pertinent. Throwing in the middle of the field in college, translating to the NFL. The guys that were bad at it did not play well in the league. Like, these are important stats.
Absolutely. I guess what I'm saying is nobody's using that kind of data when they're dismissing Drake May is my point. It's a, I think some of the stuff is fallacy.
He played at the same school as
– he's a taller Sam Howell.
He struggled against Clemson that time when all of the receivers dropped passes. Like, that, those are the things you're hearing.
Right. I mean, so – and I am not telling you I've poured over tape or anything else. I watched him play three times this year. One game was pretty good. The other two I was going, I don't love him as a thrower. That's the end. So that's why he's a hair behind the Heisman Trophy winner for me, but not like off my board, which he is for some people. Let me round out my top six just super quick. Number four is Michael Penix. I love that dude. I'm a huge fan of his, overcoming so many different things. I think he could be an asset for somebody. Bo Nix is number five, and J.J. McCarthy is 287,000, but for this list, number six.
I'm actually, you know, this is where I'm just going to be frank. You know, I have too many people in my ear from around football. I got J.J. McCarthy fourth in climbing.
I know it.
I'm quickly becoming a J.J. McCarthy guy more than I thought I would be. I'll put Bo Nix five. Him and Penix, you could throw him into a kind of a blender and pull one out. I really like Penix. I really like Nix. I believe, I've said this for a little while, I think all six of these quarterbacks could end up being good NFL QBs. Like, if you told me that Nix or Penix or McCarthy hit and, like, those guys are 10-year starters, that would not shock me. I think this is a great class. All the more reason why some of the teams that are desperate for QBs should be excited.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.